It's Monday the 28th of June. You're listening to Peter Donegan. Yesterday, Sunday the 27th of June, the Garden Group, the Peter Donegan weblog Garden Group, it's the only name I could really come up with. We did our third journey to the Battle of the Boyne site. That's run by the OPW. It's up near Drogheda. And first, I suppose I should say a big note of thanks to our hosts yesterday, who made it possible, Aisling McMahon and her team, and also to Nick Riley of cityarts.ie, who put me in touch with Aisling. The Battle of the Boyne site is, without a shadow of any doubt, one of the finest outdoor spaces I have ever been to in my life. And in order to say that, one must take the history from the writing momentarily. Because from the moment you hit the entrance to the Boyne site to the car parking, to the walk from the car park up to the main house, and from the main house to the tea rooms, it left me speechless. The place was absolutely out of this world from a landscape point of view. It was absolutely beyond belief well maintained. There are a few parks that I have been to in my life where I would actually give it a 5-star rating, and I think this one really, really, really tops the bill. But from the main house, and again, if you look at the wee little YouTube video that I did, they had a couple of displays on Sunday. I'm crisscrossing myself, but it'll all come around within the process of the entire audio boo that I'm doing now. But from the main house, they were doing displays, and we walked down towards them, and you could see in the distance where the grass had been allowed to grow long. That was spectacular, and it was amazing to see. Just in the background, you can see people walking through. Well, prior to me shooting that little bit of video, there was a point where there were kids. There was a family there with about 4 kids, and the kids were just running wild, which is, I mean, I've seen kids go wild in the supermarket, and I've always, if I was to pick these kids up from the middle of the supermarket and drop them into the middle of somewhere where they could actually do whatever they wanted, this is the place. And it just goes on forever. The views are just amazing. But once again, I think when you get a little bit of an insight into a, similar to the Ireland's Eye trip, we had Dermot O'Cossack give us a talk beforehand, but very, very similar to that, we had an insight into, well, look, that's the hill where, you know, that part of the war would have taken place, or that part of the battle, or we had an element of that. But the old trees, the old history, we were very lucky. We got an insight into gardens that haven't been restored yet, sunken gardens, hidden gardens that date back to, you know, 1600, predate that. And I've designed and built 17th and 18th century gardens. I've designed and built them, and this blew me away as an unfinished, as an untouched, as an unreclaimed piece of land. It blew me away. If I was to recommend one park in Ireland for you to go with your kids, with your family, just for the sake of bringing a picnic, this is it. It is absolutely amazing. And on that note, I'd like to thank the people of the Garden Group, who tend to come quite on a regular basis, who sell out quite quickly, thank God, and Nick Riley and Aisling McMahon. Really, really was an amazing day, and people wonder why I do this for free. Well, if you've been to the Battle of the Boyne site, you'll know. Happy gardening, folks, and have a great day. Take care.